stirs his tea with a stick of dynamite.
City Talk 105.9.
Quarter past 11, City Talk 105.9, the voice of Liverpool. Let's say good morning to Amanda Harrington. She's on the line. Morning.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm very well indeed. Listen, what motivated you to stand in this by-election at Henley in 7 days' time?
Well, I was in Miss Great Britain last year, and the owners of Miss Great Britain just asked me if I wanted to do it, and some of the things that they wanted me to campaign about, I felt really strongly about, so I just decided to do it, because it's not often you get a chance to do something like that.
What do you feel strongly about, Amanda? What kind of policies are you going to be championing?
The policies we're campaigning for is more money for British troops, which I feel strongly about, because I've had family who have been in the army. And another one is tax relief on childcare for single parents. And with me being a single parent myself, there's a lot of single parents. So I think it'd be really beneficial if they had tax relief on childcare for single parents.
Do you think single parents get a hard time in this country?
No, they didn't get a hard time, but it just makes it a lot easier for them, because they're on their own, they haven't got a partner to help them. It just makes it a lot easier for them, you know, to help them get back to work.
Are there any other policies you're going to be campaigning for?
Yeah, we want a referendum on Europe, which a lot of people are campaigning for, and also we want a new bank holiday to celebrate British beauty.
To celebrate what?
British beauty.
British beauty. What day would you go for? Because I think we don't get enough bank holidays in this country, do we? So have you got a date in mind that should be the new bank holiday to celebrate British beauty?
Yeah, we were thinking in the summer holidays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bit of a fun one to campaign about, but it's just something that I think everyone wants. So.
Well, I think it's a clever way of getting votes, because I think everyone wants an extra bank holiday. You want a referendum on Europe. What do you reckon? Do you reckon we should get out of Europe?
Yeah, definitely.
Why do you think we should get out? I'm looking at the Liverpool Echo Arena just to my my left here from the Radio City Tower, and you know that was built with money from Europe.
There's too much power going to too much influence over over our laws.
I think you're right. I mean, I've got a list here, because it's not just you, is it, who's standing in Henley? You've got a fellow candidate from the Miss Great Britain party who's you're a blonde. We know you're a blonde. We have a brunette in the form of Louise Cole. Are you going to beat her?
She's with me now. We've been campaigning every day, so I mean, we are from the same party, but we've got similar policies, so we're sort of together in it.
Is she with you now?
She is, yeah.
You're going to stick her on the phone?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we want. I haven't finished with you, but I'd like a word, Louise. That'll be great. Thank you.
Okay, then, is she?
Right.
Hello.
Hello, Louise. How are you?
I'm well, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. You and I have got something in common, because I used to come from Chichester in West Sussex.
Yeah. Well, I live in Petworth.
You live in the God, that's posh, isn't it?
Yeah, quite. How
do the great burgers of Petworth, which is probably the most conservative market town in the whole of West Sussex, deal with a glamour model of your stature?
I'm not a glamour model. I'm a fashion model, and we're getting on brilliantly with everybody.
Yeah.
We went to the club last night, and everyone in the venue promised they were going to vote for us.
Fantastic. All right, well, you two, I mean, there's a danger here, isn't there? Because you're both representing the Miss Great Britain party, but of course you're a brunette and Amanda's a blonde. You could end up splitting the vote here.
I know, but we're good friends, so it's a bit of fun. Fine. As long as together we get lots of votes, then we'll be happy.
What do you make of Henley? Because, of course, you know, there's some big shoes to fill there. I mean, he's renowned for several wrong reasons in the city of Liverpool here, Boris Johnson. But, you know, he's a high-profile kind of guy you're looking to replace.
I know. Henley is absolutely gorgeous, and all the people are lovely. And, yeah, Boris was very well-liked. But I think me and Amanda are quite well-liked as well, so...
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the things that really matter here when we're talking about this election. I mean, Amanda's just outlined, obviously, the policies you have about celebrating, you know, British beauty and extra bank holiday. I think people will vote for that. You know, you've also got getting out of Europe or having a referendum on Europe. I think that's a very strong policy to have. I'm just looking at who's got the best vital statistics here. You're 34C, waist 25, hips 35. Amanda's 32DD, waist 26, hips 35. It's quite a close-run thing.
I think you're being quite cheeky.
Well, do you want to have a conversation about pensions instead?
Yes, please.
Okay, what's your policy on pensions for the elderly then?
We want more money.
All right, so listen, I mean, how's the campaigning going in Henley? I mean, obviously, you're there, you're trying to get some votes for the Miss Great Britain party, which I think a lot of people will support. What kind of campaigning techniques are you both using?
we're meeting lots of people. Yeah, so we're literally just out every day meeting lots of people, talking to people, finding out where their problems lie in Henley. Yeah. And apparently there's a massive traffic problem, so that's one of the main things. We want to put a new bridge in to Henley.
Yeah, but look, I've been to Henley, right? It's in a very affluent part of Oxfordshire. They don't have any real problems. I mean, the main problem in Henley is where all the old men get their corduroy trousers from.
There is a massive problem, a traffic problem in Henley. Everyone has to queue up for hours. There's only one bridge in Henley.
It must be a nightmare when you can't get to Waitrose at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
All right, well, this has been good to talk to you. Can you put Amanda back on for a second?
All right, take care. Bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Hello.
Now, listen, what happens if you get in? What are you going to do?
I'm going to take over Henley, aren't I?
and that involves what?
No, you know what? Exactly what Louise just said then. There's a massive problem in Henley with this bridge. It takes people hours and hours to get in and out of Henley. So yeah. We've been speaking to a lot of the locals, and we've got to know the problems and the things that they want to change. So we just listen to the public and whatever they want, we do. What I'd do, or Louise will do, whoever, if we did win.
Now, I've been looking at the Miss Great Britain website, where there's loads of stuff on here about both of you. Both of you obviously standing for election at the Henley by-election in 7 days. What is interesting, because the danger is you two standing for the same party, you might split the vote. But what is interesting here, I'm looking under what you've both said for political icons. Louise, who's with you at the moment, her political icon is Winston Churchill. Yours, Amanda, is Tony Blair. Why have you got Blair as your political icon?
Because he was very popular, wasn't he?
Kind of, yeah. Did you vote for him?
No, I never voted. No, I never voted for him. But I liked him better than Gordon Brown.
You liked him better than Gordon Brown?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever voted at all?
Yeah, I have voted.
And your favourite policy, we know, is making childcare tax allowable for working mothers. I'm just trying to think what else. Your ideal day is being pampered at a health spa. Your celebrity icon is Pamela Anderson. Tell us about that.
No, I just think, she's an amazing woman. She does a lot of work for charity, a lot of work for animal rights, and she's a single mum on her own with two children, and she's an icon for our times.
All right, and I've got two final questions to you, one of which will be, there might be some people thinking that you standing for election in Henley is making a bit of a mockery of democracy and politics. What would your response be?
Everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but our policies are real policies that we believe in. So at the end of the day, I don't know much about politics, but I know about people, and I think that I don't know. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but that's what we believe in. So.
And my final question would be this, because this radio show is not only listened to people by in Liverpool and the Great North West, but around the country on the internet, including people in Oxfordshire. So if there's anyone from Henley who's listening to this, what would be your campaigning message to the good people of Henley? And I must remind listeners, of course, there are other political candidates standing. Off you go.
My message to everyone in Henley is vote for Amanda Harrington.
Genius. And I bet the marketing company spend thousands of pounds on that slogan. Amanda, it's been great talking to you and to Louise as well. Best of luck. It's happening in 7 days' time. It's the by-election in Henley. Boris Johnson's not doing it because he's now Mayor of London, so he had to step down. And we have two candidates from the Miss Great Britain party. You've just heard them. One is Louise Cole, who's the brunette, and Amanda Harrington, who's the blonde. Who says we don't do accessible politics on this show? You're listening to City Talk.
The Duncan Barks Show.
Weekdays from 9 a.m.
on City Talk 105.9.